Missouri Net News. I'm Elisa Nelson. A 61-year-old man in a North Carolina mental hospital has been charged with first-degree murder, kidnapping, and raping 9-year-old Angie Houseman of St. Anne in 1993. Jill Enders reports from St. Charles County.
Charges have been filed against a man named Earl Webster Cox. He's 61 years old, and apparently he was never on the radar back in 1993 when Angie Houseman was murdered, but he did live close by. It was learned by an investigator there was some DNA found on a pair of underwear. They tested that DNA, and they got a hit with this man, Earl Webster Cox.
340 complaints have been made by Missourians wondering where their state tax refunds are. State Auditor Nicole Galloway's office fields the calls coming into the whistleblower hotline. She says her office has reached out to the Department of Revenue to solve the issue.
We've done audits of this in the past and have found that the Department of Revenue has increasingly delayed these income tax refunds.
The Revenue Department has not returned Missouri Net's three attempts to learn how many unfinished returns are left. Another blow to the economy in the southeast Missouri town of Kennett, which has lost two other employers in the past 2 years in the town of about 10,000 people. Monty Lyons reports from Station KBOA in Kennett.
Parker Hannifin's closing its facility by the end of September. Mayor Chancellor Wayne said there's nothing the city could really do to change the company's mind.
So I sat down with them and they discussed, you know, their reasons for closing, which was just basically pure business.
More than 90 full-time employees will be affected by the closing.
Parker Hannifin is the largest hose manufacturer in the world. A Kansas City woman has admitted to embezzling more than $550,000 from St. Luke's Hospital Foundation. An investigation found that 51-year-old Kathleen Frederico spent the money on shopping, buying drugs from the internet, and travel expenses. A Southern Missouri man has been sentenced to life in prison without parole in the 2016 shooting death of his wife. Jason House of Caulfield was convicted of killing his wife, Bobby, in the parking lot of a McDonald's in West Plains. A former Kansas City teacher and swim coach has been sentenced to federal prison time for sexually assaulting and exploiting children.
Federal prosecutors say that for about 20 years, 54-year-old James Green Jr. used hidden cameras to videotape sex he had with children at his home and to tape high school boys undressing in school locker rooms. He'll serve 30 years in prison. Green taught and coached at a Blue Springs High School, Oak Park High School, and several Kansas City middle schools. Ryan Hart, Missouri Net.